الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that the month of Ramadan is very soon about to dawn upon us. My dear respected brothers and elders, this is such a blessed month that even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wished and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his life so that he can reach the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to come close to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come back to the purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to redirect ourselves from the materialistic world to the world of akhirah and to the purpose of life. The purpose of life is what the Quran has declared, what the Quran has very clearly mentioned, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created man and jinn but so they can worship me. That is the sole purpose. That is the reason why me and you have been created. We have been created to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been created to follow the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been created so that we can enter into Jannah and save ourselves from the fire of hell. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of human beings, who is the creator of the universe, who is the creator of every single creation that we see and that we do not see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weaknesses of ours, and due to that weaknesses, very easily we get sidetracked, very easily we get derailed, very easily we go away from the path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his sheer mercy, gave us the month of Ramadan so that we can come back onto that path, so that we can come back onto the goal that we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can come back and learn how to seek the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest thing that one can achieve. وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that Allah's pleasure and Allah's happiness is the greatest thing man can achieve. And for us to achieve that, for us to acquire that, for us to have that, we have to adhere to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan, so that we can curtail our desires, so that we can come back to the path of deen. We get so easily sidetracked because of the dunya. And this is what the Quran has said, Al-haakumu at-takathur, that you have been diverted from that path by a competition in acquiring wealth. How much in amassing materialistic things without the proper checks and balances, meaning without even looking that, is this the right way of earning sustenance? Is it the correct way of earning a livelihood? Or being totally ignorant or totally oblivious of the fact that the way that we earn can be against the Sharia. And on top of that, not giving the dues which is incumbent upon the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you. So the Quran says that this materialistic thing, this world, will divert us away from deen. So much so that the angel of death will come, and yet we have not come back onto the path of deen. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. The Quran says that you become so diverted from the path of Sharia, from the path of deen, because of your competition of acquiring wealth, because of you so engrossed in amassing the materialistic world, that you forget the path that you are supposed to be on. So much that death comes and you have not come onto the right path. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visit the grave, meaning the angel of death comes and visits. This is how much engrossed that we become into materialistic things. We forget. The Quran says, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, يقول ابن آدم, son of Adam says, مالي مالي, this is my wealth, this is my wealth. وَهَلَّكَ مِن مَالِكَ وَهَلَّكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the son of Adam, he said, this is my wealth, this is my wealth. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your wealth is nothing apart what you have eaten and finished, what you have worn and made it old, and what you have sent forward, whatever sadaqah you have given and sent it forward. That is what was yours. وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ فَذَاهِبٌ وَتَارِكُهُ لِلنَّاسِ. And whatever apart from that will be leaving you, it will not go with you, and you will leave it for people, meaning for your inheritors, if you leave in any inheritors, or for the state. So what is yours? Yours is what you have eaten and consumed and finished. Yours is whatever sadaqah you have given and sent it forward. For that is what you will find with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله. That whatever you send forward in terms of good actions, in terms of sadaqah, in terms of a'mal, in terms of reward, in terms of ibadah, and if you are able to preserve it until the day, until your final hour. We have to preserve it. We can do good deeds, but at the same time do a bad deed and that good deed gets wiped away. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. The Quran says, whosoever can bring a deed to the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Not who has done a deed. Why? So many times we do a good deed, but we cannot preserve it, we cannot look after it. We do a bad deed and the good deed goes away. So it's so much important that we understand this. That this world and whatever it contains will not stay with us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the month of Ramadan. To understand that. To bring about taqwa. To bring about fear of Allah. To bring about the awareness of Akhirah. To understand that one day we will leave this world. One day we will have to go into the court of Allah. One day we will have to give accounts of everything we have done. لا تزال عبد قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن أربعين. And then to understand that one day we will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have to give answer to four questions. Have to answer to four questions. عن عمره فيما أفنى. About the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you. Where did we spend that? وعن شبابه فيما أبلى. I'm a part of that life which is the youth, the golden age. Where did you spend that golden age? وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about that wealth. That wealth which we hankered for, which we acquired without looking at Sharia. Al-haqum al-takathur, the competition that we entered in amassing wealth, that I need to have this, I need to have that, thinking that that will give me peace and that will give me status within society, that will give me power, and forgetting our goal, our purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about that wealth. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِي مَا أَنْفَقَهُ. Then where did you earn that money? وَفِي مَا أَنْفَقَهُ. And if you have earned it correctly, if you have earned it correctly, we're not talking about that wealth that was earned incorrectly. We're not talking about that wealth that was earned wrongfully. We are talking about that wealth that is earned lawfully. Where did you spend that wealth? If it was earned unlawfully, no question, straight into the fire of hell. There is no question after that. Unlawfully, straight into the fire of hell, unless you have got your sins forgiven. But if you were fortunate enough to learn it lawfully, then the next question is, okay, you have learned it lawfully, where did you spend it? Did you spend it in buying movies? Did you spend it in buying lottery tickets? Did you spend it in the wrong path? Did you spend it in buying magazines? Where did you spend that money? In gambling? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask. And the last question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيهِ. About the knowledge that you have acquired, how much did you practice upon it? My dear respected brothers and elders, We really need to think about that. How many of us know that five times salah is farad? Is there anybody in this congregation say that they do not know that five times salah is farad? Put your hands up if you don't know. Everybody knows that five times salah is farad. But how many people are practicing upon it? Everybody knows that to do hajj is compulsory if you have the means. But how many people are delaying during hajj? Everybody knows that if you have acquired certain amount of wealth, then you have to give zakah upon it. And how many people give zakah? Everybody knows that fasting in the month of Ramadan is farz. Yet many people choose not to fast in the month of Ramadan. How many people know that to be obedient to their parents in good things, yet they be disobedient to their parents? All these knowledge that we have, how much have we practiced upon it? How much have we fulfilled? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask on the Day of Judgment. So, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. It is for that purpose. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice what is necessary.